Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Trump is moving against the deep state. He's caught them in incredible crimes. They're scared that he's actually got prosecutors ready to go after him. McCabe has been indicted. And all hell's breaking loose. So I want to warn listeners. Everybody thinks this is all a joke because Trump's done nothing wrong. Think again. They're making their move. And I said I'd get the solutions in the last segment, but I'm behind. I'll do that next segment. A bunch of other news, but I want to finish up here. Anybody can pull up McCain being pranked by the famous online prankers that pose as Russians. Well, the same group called up, remember, last year, Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, and they pranked him. And here he is doing, you know, what he claims is illegal for Trump to do. And by the way, Trump better be asking about corruption over anybody. What's not allowed is to say, you've got to do this or I'll hold back money. That's corruption. You don't do that over a telephone. You go to Congress and you say, if they don't do this, then we hold back the money. And then it's out in the open and Congress decides they agree with the president. That's a moral thing. You just do stuff out in the open. People always ask me, why do you say all this private stuff on the air? Man, you'll hear my secrets on air that I won't say in private. My wife listens sometimes and she goes, my God, you don't tell me these things. Well, this is my confessional here on air. And that's the only power I've got, folks, is that I'm willing to really tell it like it is. And that's why they constantly attack InfoWars and say, oh, he's not real, or he's, or somebody else is controlling him. Anybody who's been listening to the show a long time knows I'm not even in control of myself sometimes. Nobody calls the shots but me on this show. And nobody calls the shots in the White House but the president. And that's why they hate him. They don't want you to be a sovereign. They don't want the president to be a sovereign. They don't want me to be a sovereign. Where we live our lives, we're straightforward, we're who we are, and that's how it works. That's a great society to live in, isn't it? You're always going to have some corruption over here, over there, but it's not tolerated. It's got to hide out. Instead of up there beating its chest, telling us all day that we got to bow down to it. That's not a free country, and that's not a place I want to live. Well, guess what? There's nowhere to run to. There was a new world that was freer, I'd leave. We got to stay and fight, folks. Because America has the power, the cultural history, and the globalists want that power. And do they get the Ring of Mordor? Because America's the ring. Katie, bar the door. Let's go ahead and play Schiff. Here he is.
What we have seen in that call record is a president of the United States use the full weight of his office to manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election.
The Schiff himself was caught trying to speak to Ukrainian officials who he thought had dirt on Trump.
So you have recordings of both Sovchek and Buseva where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, we would welcome a chance to get copies of those recordings.
It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference.
So there you go, doing exactly what he says Trump did, but Trump didn't do, because like Trump said 2 weeks ago when this broke, he goes, everything I'm doing is being recorded by 17 agencies and foreign governments are tapped in, and they spin it and lie about it all. He goes, I say nothing over the telephone. And Raul Rivera last night explained it perfectly. Trump was going down a State Department checklist he was given in the transcript. You can see it. The question, the answer. He's got all these calls to make. He's working his butt off, and he's going over the checklist. I mean, I've said to Trump, and before you ask how my wife is, sir, I know you're going down a checklist. I appreciate you. I'm going to support you as long as you support the Republic. You don't need to call and pat me on the head. Well, I know, Alice. We're going to be talking a lot more. I really appreciate you. I'm like, Mr. President, just we don't have to go down the checklist. They're coming after you. You need to move against them. You got to get control of the Justice Department. You got to go after them or they're going to kill you. Now, that's what I tell Trump. They go, very interesting. Just one moment. Come back. Tell me more about that. I mean, listen, we're not playing games here. Okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Congresswoman Omar, we're with the NRA. We just wanted to ask you, you have stated that the worst day in American history was some people did something.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something. For you to insinuate that I meant something else is wrong.
Can you tell me what an assault weapon looks like? What is it?
Can you tell me about the assault weapons that killed and targeted Latinos that you are contributing to an environment of hate? Thank you, bye.
Do you agree with Beto O'Rourke that the government should confiscate people's firearms?
I'm not sure he said that.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
You voted in support of a universal background check bill. Can you tell us how that would have prevented any of the recent tragic shootings in this country?
It doesn't bother me. Honestly, it doesn't.
Taking guns away from law-abiding Americans will only make it harder for them to protect and defend themselves.
No one is advocating in taking guns from people who need to use it for hunting, who want to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Do you agree with Beto O'Rourke that the government should confiscate our guns?
Yes.
Do you think that taking the guns of law-abiding citizens will make people any safer?
Thank you. Happy day.
You support the universal background check law. Do you want to keep law-abiding citizens defenseless and unable to defend themselves and protect their homes and families?
What we are advocating for is making sure that people don't have access to commit mass murder. And that's what you guys are advocating for. And that's where we differ.
Way to go, squad. Now, the NRA put that video out over the weekend. And I just saw it on Twitter with 3 million views. And then I wasn't even looking, and I saw it again on Twitter with 8 million views. And I went and checked. It wasn't the same upload. So I'm not looking, and that's, what, 11 million views. That's the internet. For Trump to play that to 11 million people on TV, or for the NRA to do it, it would probably cost $1 million. But one lady reporter from the NRA goes and spends a few hours knowing what committees they're in and when they're going to come out. She asked him those questions, and it's got 11 million views, and that was Sunday night. Was the second video I saw the same upload. I saw it again on a Facebook link that was sent to me with 500,000 views this morning. And that's when I decided to tell them, hey, get that ready for a segment I'm going to do on solutions. I'm going to say this again. When I get on an airplane and I go up to one of those committee hearings and I confront the head of Google or the head of Facebook or I confront Marco Rubio not standing up against censorship, it's one of the top stories in the country. When I went to Bullhorn, the White House, just so happened Jack Dorsey was there at the exact same time. Providence. I was not told. They even had the White House call me and say, who told you that? We don't mind, but, you know, who told you? That meeting was not announced, and I said, I just happened to be there. I was going to go the next day I was in D.C., but I literally am sitting there eating. And I said, get the check. We got to go now. We got to go to the White House. And they're like, what's going on? You can ask my security. I go, we're leaving. We're going to the White House now. I've learned my gut. It's in full command now. And the more I just go with it, victory, 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 victory. But the point I'm getting at is, if you're a TV viewer, it's not just Alex Jones that can get on a airplane and go up there. Did you see, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, what's the name of that NRA ad? I think it's NRA takes on the Four Horsemen or something like that. The squad is coming for your guns is the name of the video. Hey, let's have somebody repost that to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then we're going to play a compilation coming up of listeners going out and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist and other things during the last campaign 3 years ago that they admit was a total game changer. So, if you want solutions, it's what you just saw. An NRA reporter guaranteed she went outside two committees, spent a couple hours, ask them questions and expose what monsters they are. A little bit of video editing, maybe $2,000, $3,000 went into that production. If you count the cost of equipment, microphone, just everything. Couple thousand bucks, 11 million plus viewers. I mean, who knows what it is? That's just what I came across. That's why they want the NRA silenced off the internet. It's why they want Rudolph Giuliani now, a letter from Biden saying he's not allowed to be on any show. And they're now responding by not booking him on most shows. First, it's don't have Alex Jones on. Then, oh, don't have Roger Stone on. Then it's, what does the lady polling at 1%, Kamala Harris, she wants Trump taken off Twitter. By the way, that'd be great because then he'd start promoting Telegram or Gab or launch his own thing. I mean, Twitter's not complex technology. You just need a big crowd. Why doesn't one of Trump's sons launch the damn thing? I mean, Trump has been so nice to these industries. He's met with them. He's asked them to stop. And they go, oh, sir, we're all for you. We're not doing anything. Meanwhile, they're funding the opposition research against him, the lies. They're funding Nadler's investigations. It's in the news. And Trump just sits there and takes it. I mean, at least he's going after Obama and Hillary and Comey and McCabe. I mean, he's going after the head of the snake. But the heart of the Hydra is Silicon Valley and the Chi-Com funding and the espionage and the globalist activity. But I get it. He's got to remove the deep state operatives inside the government first, because there's all these people that hail and that give allegiance, like gang members, like Mexican mafia or Hell's Angels, to the deep state. Brennan's still calling shots. Comey's still calling shots. Hillary's still calling shots. That's why I've got to be destroyed and taken off air, is because I'm uppity. I get in their face. I don't go along with their agenda. I don't bow down to them. And they want you all scared so you don't think you can go get on a plane or a bus and go to D.C. and take the children with you. Teach them. That's what mommy and daddy should do, is go get in people's face in front of their kids. They taught parents to all be, groveling and you know, over here all scared of everybody. And go into their offices and bring a camera. And your video will be the next viral video. The most viral videos aren't even edited well. They just are real. Because they're going to take your kids away from you spiritually, physically, economically. They're going to take everything you got if you don't put their skin in the game. God likes that when you put your children on the line. Go teach them what it's really all about. Go up there to D.C. with a camera and just go and ask questions. They don't like questions. They like one-sided deals. No leftist will debate. No leftist will go on Fox or my show or anything. They can't do it. They sit up there in their committee hearings and they lie about all of us. They lie about you. And then they hope nobody's ever there. I've sat in the committees and they're lying about me. They go, Jones is here spreading his conspiracy theories. There he is. It's not even lost on them that they're talking about me and I'm not in the committee hearing and I don't get to face my accuser. They're in the Red Scare. They got to face their accusers. The left is worse than anything they've ever accused us of being. They're monsters. They have no bottom. They're fully committed. And so if you want to beat them, go to the committees. Look who's going to be speaking. Look what's going on. There's a land grab going on. Look at that hearing. If you don't like what the Federal Reserve's doing, go to a hearing the Federal Reserve's going to be at. Expose them as being private and raising interest rates 8 times on us, never on Obama. for every hearing. There, you can take them over legally and lawfully. There'll be banks of cameras. When the politician walks by, yell at them that they're a traitor. You look at those videos of the NRA video, the halls are empty. Those snakes come out of their holes. They're slithering down the hall, and they can't believe there's a reporter there even asking. They see me, and they can't believe it. Marco Rubio got so pissed when I just confronted him, and he blew up like a fool, that he sent feds after me that day. I'm not going to tell the story yet. He thinks that scared me. He's the one that needs to be scared of his own criminal actions. I'm not scared of you, son, ever, or anybody like you. You got it? People like me founded this country, not you. You don't have any will. You're owned by other men. I'm owned by no one but God. And the solution's whistleblowers. Whistleblowers in government. It's time for real whistleblowers to come forward and burn down the left.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
Lead them away from John Brennan.
When this whole world is blown aside.
All right, let me get back to the solutions. You saw that clip, Bill Clinton for rapist. We're putting together a whole bunch of clips we're going to have for you tomorrow with action that you took in the 2016 campaign against these globalists. And, again, you just saw that video of you tuned in earlier of the NRA sends down a reporter. She has her list of questions. She's going to show how they're coming for your guns, how they want to ban them all. She's going to show how they run like rats. Can you imagine what you can do with your own camera? And by the way, one of the producers, Matt, had a great idea. A lot of you don't have a YouTube channel or you don't have a Facebook or you don't have the skills to edit stuff, which you don't even need to do. Just go with a camera to their local event when they have it in the district, when they're speaking at the local church or whatever, or go to D.C. But no excuses. Take action and have your issue and your research you're going to raise. Just like Schiff, everywhere he goes, people come up politely and they say, you know, you've been caught lying. You've been caught selling out this country. You've been caught trying to get dirt on Trump. And then now you say it's illegal for him to try to get Trump dirt on you. But just going out and videotaping and confronting them is the answer. And we're going to create a new email. It's being created right now. Action at Infowars.com. Just one word. Action. In fact, I'm told it was just set up, so it's done now. Action at Infowars.com. We've got show tips at Infowars.com, and we go through them thousands a day. And CC it to all of them. But action at Infowars.com. Please, listeners, only send stuff if it's confrontations or breaking news or things that is about action. And the video you shoot, if it's already produced, you want us to know about it and play it, send it to us. If it's raw footage and you put it in Dropbox or whatever, send it to us with a description, with your name and your number. Because we're going to call you first before we open it. Technically, it's better for you just to have it posted already somewhere. But I understand a lot of you aren't technical. I'm not that technical sometimes, depending on the system. So we want to be able to help you get this information out because we're all in this together. But I'm just telling you, Rolling Thunder's great patriots, and we love them. And they'd said, hey, we don't even need Rolling Thunder anymore. We got Trump in office. Now that they hear they're trying to remove Trump, Rolling Thunder's saying it's more important than ever we be here. Absolutely. At the minute you think you've won is when the attack comes. You think we've won? This country is in a civil war. Getting Trump in initiated the full enemy attack. Now is the war, people. I've been telling you that since before the election and on the night of it. Boy, I just got chills. I mean, it's on, people. We're in the war now. You heard the president say it. It's true. The energy level is incredible. Anyways, try not to blow up and start getting angry on air. I'm just, these people, I'm so tired of them. I know you're tired of them. It's going to take hard, focused work, at least on my part and your part. But, I mean, it's so easy to get on an airplane or get on a bus or drive up to D.C. or to go find out on their campaign websites where these turds are going to be. Or if you've got a good congressman or woman, go to the event, shake their hand, and say, I appreciate you and I'm praying for you, and then pray for them. And donate to them and tell people about them because they're fighting election fraud and death threats. You know, you've seen a whole bunch of Republicans indicted around the country, just like Benjamin Netanyahu's wife was, for having dinners at her house for heads of state and giving the tab to the government. Whether you like Netanyahu or not, that's a setup. Well, it's like the congressman in California. Notice they all got indicted for their wife buying movie tickets or plane tickets where he'd fly to Hawaii for a political event and then fly his kids with him. And they said, oh, we feel like that's not a campaign thing. That's a fraud. I mean, that's the type of stuff they're indicting all these people for. So the ones they can threaten are getting paid off and retiring or flipping to Democrats. But other ones who don't sell out, they are going over everything they do with a fine-tooth comb. And, you know, a lot of people, they plant child pornography on them. And the Democrats come to them, they go, you know, we found this child porn. If you join us, it'll all go away. It's not a problem. We're going to take care of it for you. You know, I got one of those calls. Oh, we know about the child porn on your servers. It's going to be all right. You know, the bad guys know about it. But if you just, they want to work with you on this. I'm like, I'm going on air right now. You think, again, but most people, what? Well, I'm not looking. It's okay. We know you didn't look at it. You're going to work for us now, though, or you're going to go to jail. Most of these people in Congress crap their britches, run up the white flag, and the globalists go, it's okay. We got you an $800,000 a year job with a five-year contract right now. Just retire, go have fun with your family. And they go, okay, you know, that child porn wasn't mine. We know it wasn't yours. And then once you quit and take their money, then they drop back by and they go, we want you to lobby for us. Well, I'm done. Hey, listen, buddy, we kill people. We got you. We own you now. Now, you're going to do what we say or we're going to kill you. How about that pretty wife of yours? We got a whole database on your mistress. We know all about it. How about that little son of yours? I heard that's a rough area next door to you. Somebody might hurt your son someday. And everybody just rolls over and shows their bellies to them. Oh, God, don't hurt me. Where did America go? Because America, you know why America was the greatest? Everybody feared us and admired us because we were strong. And if somebody tried to push somebody around, they got their ass killed or the person died trying. And so people always ask why people are so polite in Texas and out west in places. Because in the old days, folks, if you were rude to somebody, they'd kill you just like that. We didn't have mafia in the South in places because nobody put up with stuff like that. If you went to somebody's house and tried to shake them down of their business, they'd pull a revolver out and shoot you dead the minute they did it. Both my grandfathers were just average Texan types. They'd kill somebody like that if they pushed them around. They would kill you in 1 second, default, no games, no jokes. You're going to die. Where did that go? Where did that spirit go? It created wealth and power because we weren't corrupt. Oh, we had problems, but nothing compared to what it is now. And people weren't proud of corruption. And now look at who we are. It's time to reclaim our former greatness. It's time to be men again. And it's time to let all this scum know we're calling our bluff. Full speed, ramming speed. Let's go!
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be alright. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, and what I can do. Let yourself go. Oh, baby, don't be afraid. Just relax and take it real slow. Cool it, baby. You ain't got no place to go. Just put your arms around me real tight. Enjoy yourself, baby. Don't
I love Elvis. Who knew he did hard rock, but he did these albums. The evil Elvis. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And a real badass is with us, Greg Reese. All this crew is amazing. I love each and every one of them. They've all got different specialties and gifts. But Greg did a great job with Savannah Hernandez and the rest of our crew in Hong Kong. And then he just knocks it out of the park. Well, you all see his reports there on air. There's so many good ones. Sometimes we don't get to all of them, but they're posted at band.video. And then, of course, you repost them on Twitter and Facebook and other places. And the great thing about it is if it's not Alex Jones on them, they don't get censored as much, especially more and more. We're just putting band.video as the URL, and I'm telling the crew, leave InfoWars off. They still kind of like to put it on there, but then that gets it blocked and censored. These videos reach millions when you share them. So we're going to get into Vegas, a very, very sad subject, but a keyhole into a larger world. And the fact that we've pretty much solved it. We know there's a cover-up, and we know from the police and the eyewitnesses what really happened, and the police know there's a cover-up. And you'll see that in this report we're going to air next segment. I've been contacted the day after it happened by the FBI that was on scene, a hostage rescue team. And that's the military folks. And since then, I've been contacted by others. I had to sign a non-disclosure. I can't get in to what I know because of the non-disclosure. But I'll just tell you, it adds a lot of weight to Greg's report. It's clear it's a Saudi civil war. And we know what happened after that. But this was 2 years ago today. Also, I didn't just get contacted by the FBI because they wanted to give me info. I was also investigated. Because I just happened to say if I was looking deep state, I would stage an attack on a rock concert or a big event, say at 10 p.m. tonight. And I meant that hypothetical. They did. The FBI did want to know. I said, you've already got all my phone calls and everything. You know, I just said that. I say a lot of stuff comes true. So I did get investigated for Vegas as well. And then, which I mean, you did investigate somebody if they said something like that today. It was just a... Kind of like I can throw, you know, a dart bullseye that I'll try from 30 feet away. I mean, I don't know how I do it. If I try, I can't do it. But we all know how that stuff works. And I'm not trying to throw that out there to act all mysterious. This is a mysterious planet. We're mysterious. We're a lot better than AI. Stop letting them tell you your crap. You may have a hunchback and a hooked nose. If you've got a brain that loves God, you're beautiful. Not about how you physically look. It's about what's in your heart. But I'm ranting. I wanted to first get you here and roll some of this crazy B-roll of people getting shot in the chest and killed in Molotov cocktails. A war zone is what they're calling it in Hong Kong on the 70th anniversary of Mao Zedong taking over China and making all those people his slaves. What a tragedy. Tiananmen Square 2.0, Gregory.
And it was like slow motion. It seems like it's happening in slow motion. You know, they keep slowly increasing the violence. The next thing you know, they announce they're going to kill someone, and then a couple of days later, they shoot someone. It's almost as if the world is being, you know, they're seeing how much we're going to accept, you know, just an offer and acceptance kind of situation.
Last night, I asked you to come on the show because you said something really deep. And you remember what that was? You talked about the mask coming off and then just their rich. It's like we've reached a time now where it's all just going to come out.
Yeah. I thought of this a year ago. A year ago or so, it hit me, and it was right over, not a year ago, it was around the time that the Vegas massacre happened, when I kind of started seeing something different than I've seen for the past 10 years, and I thought the only way they're going to beat Trump, or even have a chance of beating Trump, is to take the mask off completely and basically run on a platform of evil, you know, like good versus evil, which at the time seemed kind of crazy, but now we're kind of there, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot more people than I think we'd want to see coming out, or so it seems, with the media that support this type of darkness.
I mean, I remember seeing mainstream media support NAMBLA and stuff 10 years ago. I couldn't believe it. I knew they were into it. Now it's everywhere. And it's and moms and dads are bad, and we're going to teach your 5-year-old to cut their balls off. I mean, this stuff's like Hellraiser level.
That article we just saw, I think it said 6,000 injuries or deaths from hormone blockers. And it blew my mind. It made me think, like, if there's 6,000 on record, and I think it was just in one location.
Usually you get like 1 out of 10 gets reported.
Then how many people are being given hormone blockers? I mean, yeah, it's all just out. It's just a evil versus good place we're in right now. The mask is off. The apocalypse.
And I was reading, you know, as we said 3 weeks ago with that special report, we put out a more polished report about 2 weeks ago, that incels are run by the globalists, programmed by the media and the cults that are all on serotonin reuptake inhibitor, mass murder pills. The insert says it's a mass murder pill. That's what it is. And they're all don't have girls and love Satan. It's all the same people. And they're Antifa, and they're going out and shooting people to get our guns. They admit that's the plan. And the actor, Joaquin Phoenix, shame on him. And the director, like, oh, society's sick and filthy. You know, we hope this brings it all down. You know, our film's not bad showing all this, you know, mass shootings and bombings and, you know, all these basement dwellers coming out. I mean, they're really proud of themselves, and they intend for this to blow up, in my view. And the Pentagon's come out and said, look out for incels, that this is basically programming to do it. I mean, they have shows on Netflix now where time travelers come back and kill all the conservatives. Antifa are like this Knights Order that comes back and kills us because we're stopping world government, and they're the good guys in the show. And all these shows like The Hunt killing people and killing Trump supporters. And this is the preparation. This is the push. And so law enforcement's out everywhere to try to stop it. I don't think they'll be able to stop it. And then we'll be blamed instantly when incels activate in the next few weeks and kill people. And then the Hollywood scum will just revel in what they've done to us. All programmed, all prepared. It'll be their people doing it, and they'll love it.
It appears almost like that's their only weapon that they have are the sleeping masses. The only weapon they still have left is the fact that they have still a big part of the population that's brainwashed, that's asleep, and that can be programmed and triggered and persuaded and... Because what we've been seeing in the past 2 years, it's ridiculous some of the lies they're trying to... They would only work on a sleeping mass.
I agree. Let's start rolling some of that crazy B-roll, sad B-roll from China. And I mean, you were just in Hong Kong, what, a month ago?
About a month ago, yeah.
When I say China, it's being absorbed. It basically is China now. And now the police are shooting people in the chest at point-blank range. What do you make of this?
Well, it's difficult to see. A month ago, I remember the conversation that we were having was what's going to happen October 1st. And just like a script in a horror movie, it was just days before October 1st, they announced they're going to kill someone. October 1st comes, someone gets shot. I mean, at this point, I don't think there's any argument that what's going to happen, it's going to be China claiming Hong Kong and shutting this whole thing down.
And they're waving American flags. They're wearing Guy Fawkes masks. I mean, they really don't want to be... And they have a treaty that China's not supposed to take over.
And I was just talking about brainwashed people and how and using them as a weapon. And what I noticed in Hong Kong was the opposite of that. I noticed not a woke populace, but an actually awakened, attentive, aware, self-aware population that was united, that was seemed to see through... Lies under.
They were alive. They were authentic.
Alive and authentic. Exactly. That was the feeling I got. And we have some of that here in this country, but this country is stricken with a disease of sleepiness.
And they are fighting the technocracy and the very same beast we're fighting. They're fighting the same world government.
Yeah, I think we're in a day and age where we're all together. It's almost like the world, in one sense. In America, everyone in America knows what's happening. They know that there is an awakening, that there is a dark side and a good side. It's just that half the population has been tricked into thinking that the dark side is somehow the people, and that the people are somehow the, you know, establishment.
Well, you got a lot of followers that are in trances that just go along. There are a lot of people that decide to serve evil.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, InfoWars reporter Greg Reese is here. We're going to go to his special report that you can see, your radio listener, and share. TV viewers will obviously see it right now at summit.news, where Paul Watson's linked to it, at InfoWars.com, at NewsWars.com, but the best place to find it is band.video. But you wanted to tell everybody's story.
Well, you know, when I was researching the Las Vegas massacre, I kept thinking, you know, I started watching InfoWars back in 2004, but then I took a few years of a break from politics and all that stuff. And it was the Las Vegas massacre that kind of brought my attention back to saying there's something really big happening and I need to pay attention to it. And there was only one source to go to, and that was back to InfoWars. And it wasn't just me. It was a few of my friends. I remember we were talking to each other, and it's like, time to go back to InfoWars. And here I am now serving with the crew. So it was an emotional experience on many levels doing the Las Vegas project.
And notice, they don't want to discuss it. They don't want people to talk about it. They want it just to disappear and go away. Well, it's posted right now at band.video, and people need to know what really happened, because the deep state can stage more of these events. They can work with other countries to do it as well and then blame the American people. But as soon as it came out it was Saudi Arabia, they had to drop it very, very quickly. And please remember, we'll continue on with great reporters like Greg, who, because a year and a half ago, entered one of our contests, did a great job with the video. He lived in Hawaii. We hired him. flew him over here. He lives in Texas now. He's been here over a year doing a great job. So that's how we're able to fund these great reporters and people, is your support. We want to expand, but to keep on the air, we need folks to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to have to end this big mega special. Black Friday came 2 months early. We're going to run it through this weekend, but it's got to stop. A lot of stuff's about to sell out. Double Patriot points to your next order. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the high-quality supplements and preparedness items. So these are great products. If you just buy your toothpaste, your great coffee from us, or your fish oil from us, our great energy pills that are great, nootropics, Brain Force, Turbo Force, at InfoWarsStore.com, we can fund the operation, and you know you're fighting for liberty and freedom and exposing the deep state while getting great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here is the report that they hope you don't see and hope you don't share. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas until now.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that apparently applies to the Mandalay Bay shooting as much as anything else.
Within 2 hours of the Las Vegas massacre, authorities announced that 64-year-old Stephen Paddock had acted as the lone gunman, officially making it the deadliest mass shooting committed by an individual in the history of the United States. But 2 years later, there are still many questions with no answers. Videos from the event show no muzzle flash from Paddock's window on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Photographs show that Paddock's windows were intact during the shooting. Police inside the room after the shooting said there was no broken window. After the shooting, a man staying at the Mandalay Bay called 911 and reported an explosion and glass falling down from above.
911 emergency, Brown 15968, do you need police, fire, and medical?
Okay, and I just heard explosion above me and then glass coming down around me or, right outside the window.
Later that night, BBC television showed one window being broken. By the next morning, there were two broken windows. Several witnesses claimed there were multiple shooters.
Sounded like there were a dozen shooters.
It sounded like more than one machine gun.
The New York Excalibur shooting was right outside. It wasn't inside. It was outside. We saw the muzzle flashes.
I'm waiting for somebody to come through that entrance because it sounds like they're on the ground.
I knew we were getting gunshots that were closer to us than where they originally started, and that's when we knew we had to run.
We all started running, and they came in.
The shooter in front of Hollywood.
Multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters. It has to be.
There was also shooting going on inside of the Mandalay Bay.
Claims of multiple shooters can also be heard on security and police comms.
There was a shooter at the front desk of New York, and two shots were fired inside casino floor.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Now I'm getting information of an active shooter at Tropicana.
It advised bomb squad to deal with the issue over there at Luxor, reference the 445 device.
It is advised now there's an active shooter at the Tropicana, active shooter at Tropicana.
In one video, we see what looks like a weapon firing from a window 6 floors above Paddock's room in the Four Seasons, which is owned by Bill Gates and Saudi Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. There also appears to be muzzle flashes coming from the sky on both sides of the Mandalay Bay, precisely where flight radar places 3 helicopters that turned off their transponders minutes before the shooting began while hovering in position overlooking the Route 91 Harvest Festival.
He's flying in a helicopter. Do you think he's in a helicopter?
Yes. Not a doubt in my mind that there was shooting coming from the helicopter.
In room 32135, Paddock's hard drive was suspiciously missing from his laptop. There were several pairs of gloves, mobile phones, and multiple hotel room keys used just 30 minutes before the shooting, including smart keys available only to hotel staff. At first, police said they witnessed Paddock kill himself, and then they claimed they found him dead after the breach. And for some unknown reason, His time of death was marked at noon the following day. Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos was supposedly shot in the leg by Paddock 6 minutes before he began his attack. And yet, it took law enforcement 72 minutes to get into Paddock's hotel room. Body cam footage shows a hotel security guard directing police to the 32nd floor.
Is it 32? 32?
Yeah, 32, 32. 32.
Okay.
Is it confirmed?
Yes, it's the 32nd.
And less than 10 minutes later, directing other officers to the 29th floor.
Yeah, you're right. 29th floor, that's all we got.
When the police finally get to Paddock's floor, hotel security seems strangely casual. One strolls down the hallway with his back to Paddock's room and points behind him to room 135. And they then stand calmly in the hallway with their attention fixed on the police. Hotel security manager George Umstadt was later found hiding in a hotel room and detained by police. And several key officers were never even questioned. Campos claimed he went to UMC Quick Care for treatment, but the facility stated they had no record of this. He then left the country and returned only to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres show, owned by MGM. MGM was granted a restraining order weeks after the shooting to prevent them from destroying evidence.
I can only think of two possible scenarios here. One, completely implausible, that the Mandalay was a co-conspirator in this, which is nonsense. Or right. Number two, there's some kind of hostility or a trust gap developing between law enforcement and the Mandalay. Nothing else makes sense, Tucker. There's no other way to square that circle.
One theory suggests it was Saudi Arabia. Just 3 months before the Las Vegas massacre, moderate Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, was made the crown prince of Saudi Arabia and was met that same day with President Trump's personal show of support. This created a civil war between MBS and his hardliner cousin, Al-Waleed bin Talal, co-owner of the Four Seasons, which resides on floors 35 through 39 of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. The theory suggests there was a failed assassination attempt against MBS at the Tropicana Hotel that night, and that the massacre at the Route 91 Harvest Festival was a savage message of warning to President Trump. Stephen Paddock was a pilot, and according to this theory, a gunrunner for Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. This would explain Paddock's wealth and access to the service elevators at the Mandalay Bay. And when the assassination attempt failed, Paddock became Talal's sacrificial lamb rather than his getaway pilot. The prince had Saudi military helicopters in the area at the time. 4 weeks after the Las Vegas shooting, MBS had his cousin, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, and 10 other princes arrested on corruption and money laundering charges. We don't know if this theory is correct, but a year later, the case was closed. And we are told there is nothing to the story but the 64-year-old lone gunman with no motive.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.